superior news and issues from a superior point of view.
People try to put us to down.
Talking about my generation.
If you're over 55 or concerned about a loved one who is, we're talking about the right generations.
Those everyday tasks that are so important to people to keep them independent and at home become very, very challenging, and they need some help.
We'll hear from local experts on concerns and services for seniors. Plus, he sometimes performs solo and sometimes with a band.
I mean, we were playing the same songs. It was just different, electric guitars and things like that.
Either way, it's distinctly Shane Nelson. Welcome to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. By now, we've had a week to get used to writing 2024 on checks and documents, if anyone still uses checks. But there's another change with the new year, the fact that the country is getting older. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 2024 is peak 65, meaning more Americans will reach the traditional retirement age of 65 during 2024 than any previous year in history. If that includes you or a loved one, are you ready for it? Last summer, we spoke with two local experts on aging in the Twin Ports who offered information and resources you should know. Here's our conversation from then. We're joined by Dale Johnson of Senior Connections in Superior and Mary Bovey of Agewell Arrowhead in Duluth. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Dale and Mary.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
So to start off, what's actually elderly? Because, you know, there's different mileposts along the way. We all either have gotten already or we will get those mailings from AARP that say it's time for you to sign up. And I think they start at 50. We'll begin with Mary. What's your definitions?
That's a great question, Robin. You know, generally, we serve folks 65 plus. Those are folks that are generally eligible for retirement. They are looking for some extra services to help them stay independent, stay healthy, and stay at home. But, you know, people actually are, some of them are incredibly independent up until the age of 95. So I guess a number isn't anything that we really focus on much in the work that we do. It's just the needs of individuals. You know, me, myself, I'm getting very close to that age, and I consider myself young and active and still working. So, you know, I think it's just hard to actually put a definite number on anything. I will say sometimes we are awarded grants that are federal or state grants, and the state and the feds will definitely identify an age of when people are eligible to receive benefits through those grants. And it generally is about the age of 65.
Mm-hmm. And I want to get into some of the specific services of your agency, Agewell Arrowhead. But Dale, I did notice already looking at your website that you have some services for which you're eligible at age 55 at Senior Connections.
That is correct there, Robin. That's for our transportation services, which are funded through the DOT, the Department of Transportation of Wisconsin. And they designate that any of those aged 55 or older or disabled can take advantage of our transportation services throughout the Twin Ports.
Transportation services is one of the things you do. What are some of the others?
We also provide, as a designated aging unit for Douglas County, meals service, home-delivered meal service, and congregate meal service to those 60 and older, as we are funded by the Older Americans Act, and that designates that if you're 60 or older, you can take advantage of these programs regardless of your income. We also provide education for those folks needing some classes or how to recover from home after surgery. We can help also have an elder benefit specialist here that provides services to those 60 or older with insurance, sign-ups, Medicare, Medicaid, different kinds of prescription plans out there to see what's available. And then we also have a gal here that does education and classes for those that are 60 and older. Most are free of charge. They can learn how to live with either chronic conditions that they may have or that they are, like I said, coming home from surgery, needing to recover at home, what's the process of that, of what that looks like. And so we stay pretty busy.
I hear a lot of 60 or older. Mary, tell us about some of the services that your agency provides. And I guess we got to stay on the subject of when exactly you're eligible.
Sure, absolutely. AgeWell Arrowhead provides services in Duluth and Superior and in multiple communities all around the area. Generally, the service that people come to us most frequently is through our grocery shopping and delivery program. That is where we shop out of multiple Super One locations. We call our clients to take their telephone orders over the phone because many of the people that we provide the service to don't have access to a computer or internet. And then we shop for them and deliver their groceries to them. To be eligible to receive groceries through our program, generally you can be any age. It tends to be folks who are homebound and isolated. We provide grocery shopping for people in their 40s who just can't get out. I would say the bulk of the people we provide that service to tend to be in their 60s and over. We also have a transportation program. Anyone who is 60 and older and able to walk on their own is eligible. We do lawn mowing. We do snow removal. We have in-home respite companionship services and homemaker services. To see if someone is eligible to receive those, all they have to do is give us a call. But generally, if you're 50 and over, you will be able to have access to our services.
Normally, we ask at the end of the program for how can people contact you, but I got to believe that there's a bunch of people who you just hit a whole bunch of concerns that they have right now, so we're going to say this number a few times. Mary, your contact information for AgeWell Arrowhead?
218-623-7800.
One more time.
218-623-7800.
Okay. And is there a web address?
AgeWellArrowhead.org.
And Dale?
Our phone number is 715-394-3611. And our website is seniorconnectionswi.org. 715-394-3611.
All right, and we will repeat those later in the show. Some of these things may seem obvious, but they may not be things we worry about until the time comes. So what are the three top aging concerns?
What we see most often is people's concern about having to leave their home, losing their independence, and not being able to access health care because they can't drive. And primarily it's, I can't bend over to vacuum or mop my floors. I can't do my dishes anymore. My laundry room is in the basement, and I'm afraid I'll fall if I go down there to do laundry. So those everyday tasks that are so important to people to keep them independent and at home become very, very challenging. And they need some help, and that's where organizations like ours and Senior Connections come in. We provide those additional resources and supports so people don't have to move. And sometimes when we meet with them, and it may be through a grown child, a son or a daughter, they're concerned that we're coming there to meet with them to take them out of their home, but it's actually the opposite. Everything we do at our organization is to allow people to age in place exactly where they are. And it may be a single family home, it may be an apartment, or it may be even a senior living facility. We provide multiple services to people who live in assisted living. You know, as many supports and resources as people can have really helps them to achieve their goal of aging in place.
Mm-hmm. Dale, anything to add to that? I'm sure you do a lot of those.
That is correct, Robin. And Mary, you hit it right on the head there. Aging in place. More and more folks, including us, when we get to that age, if we make it that long, we're going to want to stay where we're most comfortable and where we can be ourselves. That's where we can heal better. We can actually thrive where we are best suited. So to stay at home, if that's the best place for them to be, that is our job as well as Senior Connections, to do whatever we can to keep them in their home. You'll provide the meal service. They don't have to cook. They don't have to go out and get groceries. You guys provide that service very well. We try to piggyback on all that so people can stay home and thrive.
We are speaking with Dale Johnson of Senior Connections in Superior and Mary Bovey of the Loose Agewell Arrowhead. We're talking about a whole range of senior issues, and I've been trying not to make this conversation first person, but okay, I'm 66, so I've hit a lot of those milestones. You know, the first one I got was at a now-defunct department store where I was in line buying candy, of all things, and found out that at age 55, I got a senior discount, so I kept that receipt.
Nice.
But I guess it leads into, you know, some areas of caution, because every now and then I see things on the web, the notorious internet, right, that says all this great stuff you can get when you're seniors, and not all of them are true. Any concerns about that? We'll start with you, Dale.
Well, I guess you have, like with anything else, you have to be cautious of what you're hearing these days, because sometimes things can say one thing and mean another, and you have to either dive into it or reach out to those that know about it to help navigate through some of those questions. And that's where we have some services here for that. So there's things like Medicare fraud out there, or there are things that get seniors trapped into giving money. There's all kinds of those things out there. So we really have to be very careful and diligent about providing the right direction for folks to go, because if not, you're going to lose money. You could lose, oh, gosh knows, it could be a really bad situation for somebody. So we try to be careful when somebody comes to us with a claim, or if they have an idea or hear something, we need to dive into that and really see what's factual and what's not.
And I'm glad you went into some of the more serious issues, because that's a lot more important than whether or not I get a 10-cent discount on a candy bar. But speaking of money, which is the concern, I'm sure, following everything you're saying about health care and living situations, Social Security. So you see this stuff, going back again to stuff you find online, saying it's better to take Social Security at 62 instead of waiting until full retirement. Or conversely, you'll see the same arguments saying, no, wait until full retirement, which, by the way, used to be 65 and has been creeping up, you know, depending on your cohort, I guess. So in any case, it says, wait until your full retirement because you're leaving money on the table. I actually did look at a comparison of these, and I saw that if you take it early, you start getting money early that you wouldn't otherwise get. But if you wait, you get nothing for a few years, but you get more, and then it takes a while to catch up. And I found that that age where it breaks even is 82. Does that sound right to each of you?
Yeah, that does make sense.
So I guess, and maybe I'm giving the advice here, but if you think you're going to live the 82, great. If you don't think you're going to live the 82, and my parents lived 67 and 77, maybe it's better to take it earlier. I'm not giving advice, but, you know, I'm just pointing out that kind of actuarial table.
I'm just, Robin, that's excellent. I really appreciate that. It also highlights how challenging it is to navigate aging. There are just, you know, all of these factors that folks have to take into account that can become overwhelming and maybe even a barrier to making a move. So I always like to steer people to the resources that exist in our community to help them. And number one for me is the Senior Linkage Line. You know, they can steer people into different areas of where to get additional information. And then Senior Connections for people living in Wisconsin. So my point there is it's very challenging, but there are a few key resources that our states have in place to help us kind of support people and guide them when they have to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm. Do you have some contact information for that resource?
Senior Linkage Line, I actually have a magnet on my desk because we do refer a lot of folks there. And that number is 1-800-333-2433.
Let's repeat that one more time.
1-800-333-2433.
And we will repeat the numbers for each of your agencies. We're speaking with Dale Johnson of Senior Connections in Superior and Mary Bovey of the Loose Agewell Arrowhead. We're talking about a whole range of senior issues. I'm going to give one benefit that that really is, well, I'm not saying the rest are not true. You really do get some senior discounts, as I did with my candy bar. But on the Minnesota side, anyway, seniors age 62 and older can take classes at any state college or university, including the University of Minnesota Duluth, for $10 a credit, and you can actually use that to get a degree, and my wife did exactly that. I don't think Wisconsin has a similar program. Dale, don't want to put you on the spot.
Not that I'm aware of, Robin. I have not heard anything like that, but I know Minnesota does, and that's wonderful.
Well, we can always lobby for our fine lawmakers in Wisconsin to follow suit.
That is right.
tell us once more some of the things that you offer that we haven't discussed, Dale.
Well, just to refresh, as a designated aging unit of Douglas County, we are chartered with providing services to those 60 or older for meals, for caregivers, and for elder benefits services such as insurance. And if you're 55 or older or disabled, we provide transportation services to and from your doctor appointments, shopping, social events, all those kind of things that go on as well.
Mary, anything you want to add of what your agency does?
Yes. In addition to those necessities, like taking care of activities in the home, we have a consultant who will also work with families to navigate some of the complications of caring for an elderly patient. We have multiple clients whose daughter or son or even grandchildren live in California or New York or New Mexico, and they don't live in the area and they can't take care of their parents. They count on us to line up the services, making sure that they have everything they need to continue to keep them at home and keep them independent. We communicate with them about what's happening with the family. So we're like an additional family member. So that's a really, really important service that we provide. Also, we do a lot to support caregivers, whether they're living right here in town or whether they're living far away. We can provide some counseling. We can provide some education. We can direct them to resources. We also try to help families focus on planning, which is something that seniors seem to be very reluctant to do because they often are thinking only about maybe tomorrow. They aren't looking into the future. So if something should arise that could compromise their health or that of the caregiver, we want them to think about some of those things and have plans in place, because when a plan isn't in place, options are limited and the cost tends to be much higher. So it's a lot of the other services we provide focus on family mediation, working with families to get plans in place, and supporting caregivers so they can continue to provide care.
All right. And one more time, the contact information for your agency?
218-623-7800.
And web address?
AgeWellArrowhead.org.
Dale, anything else you want to add on your agency? And again, the contact information?
Sure. Contact information is, their phone number is 715-394-3611. And our website is seniorconnectionswi.org.
All right. We've been speaking with Dale Johnson of Senior Connections in Superior and Mary Bovey of AgeWell Arrowhead in Duluth. Thank you for joining us, Mary and Dale.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you for having us, Robin.
Coming up, he's won so many song contests, they made him a judge. We'll catch up with Shane Nelson.
We are faced with two choices. We can live by love, or we can live by hate. And with that second choice, there is a price to pay. Cheer, contagious every day this year. Me for you and you for me, my dear. Let's give it our best shot.
Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington. Shane Nelson of Superior is one of our favorite guests on the show and also extremely talented, which is half the reason we keep asking him back. The other reason is he's just really a nice guy, evidenced by how much he thinks of others. That includes playing for seniors at assisted living facilities and inspiring and nurturing other musicians in songwriting contests. But enough of my talking about him. Let's hear from him himself, and he'll tell us what he's been up to. Welcome back to Wisconsin Public Radio, Shane.
Hey, Robin. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
You know, I've lost count of how many times you have been here, but you were one of our first musical guests. And because of that, I don't expect all our listeners to remember everything about you. So refresh us with your bio and how you got started. I remember you said you started playing guitar at 6 years old.
I did. It was either 6 or 7. I can't remember exactly. But I mean, my infatuation with music was like always. I mean, like, I just remember being in, like, the minivan, my mom driving, listening to, like, Cool 101.7 and listening to, like, oldie radio songs and cassette tapes and Beatles songs, because she was, like, obsessed with the Beatles, my mom. And my dad played guitar a little bit, because my dad bought me my first guitar for, like, my 7th birthday or 6th birthday. Maybe I should say 6 because it sounds more impressive.
6 is what I remember. So, and if any of our listeners do remember that conversation, they can correct us.
I remember before I was even born.
Well, I'm wondering about that guitar. I didn't ask you this before. Is there such a thing as a Suzuki guitar? I mean, was it full size? How did you handle a guitar at 6 years old or 7?
Well, it was small. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think I just remember, you know, hearing a quarter-sized guitar, you know, and that could be what it is.
Mm-hmm. So when did you get the next one?
Well, it wasn't very long after that. It was, like, only probably a year and a half later.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think it might have been, like, the next Christmas or something.
And was it full-size?
Like,
or
it was full-size, yeah. I kind of grew into that a little bit, but I played it for quite a while, and then I broke the neck on that guitar, but I still have it. That was weird. I don't even remember how that happened.
All right. Well, we won't tell your dad, although maybe he's been listening to this too. So.
Oh, no, God, he knows about it. The guitar's all over my room. That's nothing new.
All right. The broken neck comes in handy. You could use it on another one. So,
Frankenstein guitar.
Right. Well, anyway, after all that, you went to Superior High School and you started making a name on the local scene when you won WDIO's Northland Idol Contest in 2017 and the Duluth Dylan Fest Songwriting Contest the next year. And I think you've won so many since then that they started making you a judge.
Well, I've actually always wanted to be a judge for the Dylan Fest Songwriters Contest because I think it would be a lot of fun to, I mean, like, the thing is there's so many different styles of music, and it's just really hard to compare one song to another.
Well, but a part of it, I would think, is to take your own biases away. So, you know, you may not be a fan of polkas or Dixieland or something like that, but you could appreciate someone who does it well, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, like, for me, I feel I can listen to anything and enjoy it if it's good. Mm-hmm. Like, I could listen to, like, screamo metal and enjoy it if it's good. You know, the drummer in my band, that's all he listened to. I mean, that's the stuff we would listen to in the car driving. You know, so I mean, like, I've been exposed to all different kinds of things, you know, and especially in this area where we live, you hear a lot of, like, bluegrass and folk and all of that. And even though it's not what I do per se, you know, I mean, like, I know good when I hear it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if it feels good, it probably is good.
Well, let's get back to your good work. And before we hear some of your new music, how about a golden oldie, if you will? Let's give it our best, which may be familiar to listeners as one we've been using a snippet of in a promo. So here it is in its entirety.
Second choice, there is a price to pay. We'll never visualize a bigger thing beyond the grave. I know we've got it in us. I believe we'll see it through. The future of humanity depends on me and you. What if we could all just get along, forget about the wrong we've done? Imagine that's the song we sung. Live in a world where we are one. Share peace with every soul we cross. Give love with all the heart we got. It might sound like it's quite a lot, it's not. Let's give it our best shot. I had a thought about gift giving, all the things we bought. $20 each this season, every single one of us would just wind up breaking even. What can we do to offer something more? Something for the spirit we never thought before. The homeless one was given warmth. Rich one's heart was guided north, with not a cent spent at the store. Little thought that we put forth. If we choose a path we never take to brighten someone else's day, we'll be right on our merry way. What do you say? Let's give it our best shot.
That was Let's Give It Our Best by our guest, Shane Nelson of Superior. He's appearing on January 20th at the Park Center in Hayward and also February 9th at the Encore in Cloquet. Can you tell us a bit about those performances?
Yeah, so basically, I'm making a new album. I'm doing it with a lot of musical friends that I've obtained over the last couple of years. And after the passing of my very best friend, Zach Ross, who was in the band Crescent Moon with me, the drummer, and the album is called The Music Saved My Life. Because of so much that I needed help with, you know, with my friends and my family, the music, you know, their voices to guide me through all the struggles that I was dealing with at that time. And even now, I'm just like, there's things that I'm still working through, and it's been so therapeutic for me to be able to rehearse with my musician friends that I've been creating this album with, Maxie Childs, Steve Netzel from the Maxie Childs Trio, Ron Koivisto, who's a really good friend of theirs. He played in the Lounge Hounds with Jerry Sitroth, who's the drummer that's performing on the album as well. And we've just been getting together every Monday and rehearsing, and all these songs that I've trying to make a collection of the songs around the theme. And it was just a no-brainer because that's the title track to the album. It's a song, but we haven't finished it yet.
Well, do you have one that is complete you'd like to share?
Yeah, Love You From a Distance. That's a song that we have been recording, and I just got it back mixed and mastered, and it's featuring Maxie and Steve on the vocals. It's just so awesome having these musicians that are so talented to like hear what they can do when they transform and bring a song that I wrote in my bedroom on my acoustic guitar to life. I hope you like it as much as I do, because it's something special to me. It truly is.
All right. Well, we can say to people, you heard it here first. Here is Love You From a Distance by Shane Nelson.
I gotta love you, love you, love you from a distance. There are beautiful things in the world that you should look but don't touch. And just like a poisonous flower, Lord knows you got the power in full bloom. Make a wreck out of me. So I gotta love you from a distance, baby. 'Cause by your side ain't no good for me. Gotta try hard, try hard to stay away from you, girl. I gotta do what's healthy, even if that means I gotta love you from a distance. Just like the moon's reflection cast it over the endless sea. I might drown if I get too close, falling in love and too deep. Just captive by your beauty. Gotta love you from a distance, baby. 'Cause by your side ain't no good for me. Gotta try hard, try hard. Love you from a distance. Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate all beautiful things, but you're no good. You're no good.
I think I can say the radio premiere of Love You From a Distance by Shane Nelson of Superior.
Definitely is.
He's appearing January 20th at the Park Center in Hayward, and also February 9th at the Encore in Cloquet, where he'll have material from his new album, The Music Saved My Life. The last time we were on the show, we were paying tribute to your drummer and longtime friend, Zach Ross, who we lost in a terrible car accident in 2022. Your band was Crescent Moon. It still is, or kind of, sort of?
Well, even when Zach was around, you know, we talked about changing the name. The idea was I play out solo all the time. Because, I mean, we were playing the same songs that I was doing solo as well. I mean, I would take, but I mean, it was just different because it was with a band, you know, electric guitars and things like that. So I just thought, well, if we just change it to the Shane Nelson Band, then it would be the same thing, you know. And it's not like a conceited thing. It wasn't like, oh, it's about me or something. My idea was as well.
It's more of an identifier. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's Shane Nelson. And, yep, he's got a band with him this time.
Exactly. So that was my theory of changing the name. And that's what I'm calling it now, is the Shane Nelson Band, or the SNB, as Jerry, the drummer, calls it.
All right.
Well, see, Zach, we were talking about it, and I said to Zach, what do you think about, like, Shane Nelson and Friends? You know, and he hated that, Zach. He's like, do not call it Shane Nelson and Friends. That's the worst thing ever. So, like, I have to kind of respect that.
Right. Well, we'll hear something from the Shane Nelson Band, or Crescent Moon, or whichever you want to call it, to take us out. How about Keep It Moving? Tell us where we could find out more about your music.
Well, I mean, I just say stay tuned for the album that's coming out. It's been a long time coming. It's been like well over a year. Spotify is a good place. Facebook, obviously, will give you a lot of up-to-date information. Those two performances, which is going to help with the funding for the album, you know, if you could make it to either one of those, it'd be just amazing for you to hear the band that's performing on the album. The album songs performed live with the band from the album. So, I mean, it's going to be a special performance, both of those. So I'm sure that you'll let people know too, Robin, when it's all done.
I'm going to let them know right now. Shane Nelson is appearing January 20th at the Park Center in Hayward, and also February 9th at the Encore in Cloquet. They'll be premiering, he and the band, a.k.a. the Shane Nelson Band, or however you want to describe them, will be performing music from their new album, The Music Saved My Life. We've been speaking with Shane Nelson. Thank you for joining us, Shane.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin. It's always great to give you the updates of my life, and I just love being here, and thank you.
You're doing, give it to me like I'm the
Welcome back to Simply Superior. I'm Robin Washington, and we're joined by Rick Lubbers of the Duluth News Tribune. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Robin.
And Maria Lockwood of the Superior Telegram. Hello, Maria.
Hello, Robin.
So, Rick, it's a new year, and Duluth officially has a new mayor.
Yes, it does. Roger Reinert became the city's 40th mayor Tuesday afternoon as he took his oath of office before a standing room only crowd gathered in the lobby of City Hall. Four past mayors were on the scene as well: John Fito, Gary Doty, Don Ness, and Emily Larson, the last of which Reinert defeated in November by garnering nearly 60% of the vote. Reinert said in his inaugural address that it is with great honor and humility that I step into this role as your 40th mayor of the city of Duluth. Reinert thanked and addressed each of the former mayors in attendance as well. He said, too, that he will wait until his State of the City address, which is approximately 100 days into his administration, to lay out his plans and priorities in greater detail. So we'll have to wait until that speech to hear more of what he has planned for the city of Duluth. He meant this day to be more ceremonial and to appreciate history and to appreciate place, he said. Reinert has been quick, though, to reshape his leadership team. He's replacing City Administrator Noah Schuckman with David Montgomery, who has come out of retirement to serve in that role on an interim basis. Montgomery served as Duluth's Chief Administrative Officer for 9 years under Mayors Ness and Larson before temporarily retiring. Reinert has also replaced City Attorney Rebecca St. George with Jessica Frelick, who is a referee for the 6th Judicial District Court.
All right. Well, people will be watching to see if Mayor Reinert can deliver on his campaign promises, but he can't make it snow, and that means we won't see one of the region's premier events this year.
Yes, for the third time in its history, the Giant Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon has been canceled. It's been nearly snowless in northern Minnesota, so organizers canceled 2024 edition, slated to be the race's 40th edition. They announced this in a news release on social media posted late on Tuesday. Organizers said it was not an easy decision, but with concerns over the weather, safety of the dogs, mushers, and volunteers, it was the only decision they felt comfortable with. Only 7 inches of snow have fallen since the beginning of the season, and most of that in October, and has melted. That's the lowest total the National Weather Service in Duluth has had as of January 1 on record. Officially, 1 inch of snow is currently on the ground in Duluth. In December, organizers said they would decide in the first week of January if they would postpone the event for the first week of March. But long-range forecast projections haven't bode very well for improvement in conditions. And furthermore, the potential rescheduled start date of March 3 overlaps with the Iditarod race in Alaska, and there were at least 4 teams locally here that had signed up for both events. Since it became an annual event in the Northland in 1984, the Bear Grease has been called off on 2 previous occasions, in 2007 and 2012. It was delayed in 2013. This is the earliest, though, of the 3 years in which the race has been canceled. The 2012 event was canceled on January 15, while the 2007 race was postponed to late February and then canceled outright on February 13.
Well, you know, speaking of snow, in your year-end report last week, you pointed out that a record had been set last winter, but not quite the same for this season so far.
Yeah, it's a record of different sort, obviously. December 2023 will go down in the record books as the warmest December ever for the Northland. It didn't have a single day with temperatures below zero. Highs were often in the 40s. There was heavy rain on Christmas Eve, and we had only the 3rd brown Christmas in the past 82 years. Duluth's December finished with an average daily temperature of 30.1 degrees, and that's a full 13 degrees warmer than normal, and it crushed the old warm record of 26.7 degrees set in 1931. This is according to the National Weather Service in Duluth. Duluth's December high temperatures were 10 degrees above normal, and nighttime lows were even warmer at 15 degrees above normal. December's bizarre, almost spring-like weather has been attributed mostly to the major El Nino event occurring now, which is a warming of the Pacific Ocean surface waters off the equator some 3,000 miles away. That warmth has drastically changed weather patterns, keeping both cold and snow at bay for much of the U.S. The warmer, drier winter had been predicted with building El Nino during the autumn, but no one could have predicted the dramatic impact it would have on the Northland. Meteorologists for the National Weather Service in Duluth say that there may be some bursts of winter still to come, but there is no sign of the El Nino loosening its grip. Duluth somehow saw 4 inches of snow in December. The normal for the month is 18.7 inches, so it didn't crash the top five list for the least snowy months, but the 7 inches that have fallen so far this snow season is the lowest snowfall total ever at the airport heading into January. So skiers, snowmobilers, dog mushers, ice anglers have been waiting for a sign that some real winter might arrive, and the National Weather Service is offering a glimmer of hope. The extended forecast for January 8 to 14 calls for slightly elevated chance of above normal precipitation and a slightly elevated chance for colder than normal temperatures. So some snow may be on the way.
All right. Well, Maria, the winter school break is over or ending for most districts. In Superior, elementary school students may be getting a couple fewer days in the school calendar.
That's correct. The Superior School Board at the Committee of the Whole meeting this week discussed letting the elementary school students out June 5th and continuing to keep the high school and middle school students through the 6th and 7th. Now, they're going to use those days for training in regards to early literacy requirements that were handed down because of the new literacy bill, Act 10, that was signed in July. They need to get all of this training in, and this is the best time that they could do it because all of the teachers would still be there. It would also save the district about $54,000. High schoolers and middle schoolers have to have a certain number of hours, and elementary schoolers have to have a certain number of hours of instruction time every year, but elementary school students have less time. So they could be let out 2 days early and still meet their educational requirements per the state. The board still has to approve it, and it will be moving forward to their January 8th meeting for final approval.
Well, also concerning the schools, the field where the Superior Spartans play is offering naming rights, and it has a taker.
Correct. National Bank of Commerce stepped forward when it was initially built in 2013 to provide $400,000 in return for naming rights. It's a partnership with the school, and that helped get the Spartan Complex up and running, and it's been named the NBC Spartan Complex. Now, that was a 15-year agreement. National Bank of Commerce and the school district recently worked out a new $1.3 million partnership that would extend those naming rights for another 15 years to the complex, but add the main gymnasium. At the main gymnasium, they'll be doing some work and also renaming the courts, the Bruce Thompson courts, after Bruce Thompson, a longtime banker with National Bank of Commerce, who was very instrumental in the initial Spartan Sports Complex project.
All right. Well, more on the business front. It may be warmer weather out there, but I don't think that means people are headed out for ice cream just yet. But when they do, they have a new option.
They do. There's a Baskin Robbins that will be opening up in Superior any day now. I stopped by the store this Tuesday and talked to the general manager, and he said that it should be real soon. He had initially given me a date, and then he said, we got to wait for a couple more things, but sometime this month it will be opening. Now, it's in the new Blue Water Flats mixed development building right along East 2nd Street. And I know they've been getting people driving by and knocking at their door, very excited that this new Baskin-Robbins Dunkin' Donuts is coming in. They already have 20 employees. They're looking for more. And this will be the only Baskin-Robbins in the Twin Ports.
All right. We've been joined by Maria Lockwood, reporter for the Superior Telegram. Thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Robin.
And Rick Lubbers, executive editor of the Duluth News Tribune. Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, Robin.
You can stay updated on these stories and all the regional news anytime at WPR.org, SuperiorTelegram.com, and DuluthNewsTribune.com. And that's it for this edition of Simply Superior. We leave you with more of the music of Shane Nelson. I'm Robin Washington. Stay safe, everyone.
I could have been a rebel without a cause for me to speak of. One or two close steps away from the wrong person's advice. I could have seek my refuge in a needle, but I didn't save to save. For a good friend, it got the best of him. I still feel one and the same. I ought to thank my mom and dad for raising me just right. This little voice. race inside my head, just knowing that the music saved my life.